It is a staple of New Age belief that we all create our own realities. This is wacky woo-woo, of course, and yet, what really is reality? For most of us, I think, reality is our day-to-day experience of life, the information delivered to us by our senses, and also, naturally, our memories of daily experience. But both sense and memory are sadly subject to manipulation. Consider a famous experiment in human perception that dates to the 1890s. Dr. George Stratton devised a pair of goggles that reversed all the images coming into his eyes, and then he wore the goggles for several days, so that he was seeing the world around him upside down. After about 3 days of seeing the world reversed, Stratton began to see things right side up again. In other words, the mental software that processed data coming in through the eye adapted to the new situation. Later, when Stratton took the goggles off, he saw things upside down for a few days, without the goggles. So if the brain routinely processes something as fundamental as up and down, and we aren't aware of it, how can we be sure that all of our data isn't being processed in one fashion or another? Well, in fact, all of our sense data is processed. Everything we see, taste, touch, smell, and hear is converted into electrochemical signals that the brain interprets. And the power to interpret is the power to edit, to enhance, to rearrange. So all of us are deciding, on some level, what reality looks like, smells like, tastes like, feels like. Memory is even worse. Many, many studies have determined that memories are amazingly fluid. You've heard, probably, that DNA evidence has begun to exonerate hundreds of American prisoners. But did you know that many of these wrongly convicted men and women confessed to the crime they were accused of, and even have distinct memories of committing it? Some researchers believe that just being interrogated is enough to implant a false memory in some individuals. University of California researchers have discovered that it's even easier than that. They administered a survey to college students that asked detailed questions about food preferences. Then, many of the students were given false feedback, meaning they were lied to, and told that they must have had a bad childhood experience with strawberry ice cream. When prompted, 40% of the deceived students came up with memories of getting sick. Clear, vivid, completely bogus memories. So we unconsciously process all of our sense data, our experience of the present, and we unconsciously rearrange our memories, our experience of the past. Is it really so crazy, then, to suggest that we are, unconsciously at least, creating our own reality? And really, are we so sure that it's impossible to do so consciously? Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.